Hello, hi there, is that David?
Oh, turn that phone. Turn the phone up. Can you hear me, aye?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
All right.
Is this David? Sorry, it's Jay Corner from MMA Legal.
Yeah.
Hi there. I appreciate to have called yourself just for data protection. Can you confirm the first line of your address and your postcode, please?
Six salmon court bonus EH519HF.
Drill. And lastly, your date of birth, please.
7th of May 1957.
Brill. So I did speak to you yesterday. Obviously, the reason for the call is in regards to your Scottish redress application.
Right.
Your documents, pardon me, sorry, your documents that we've requested have now come back to us. And we're now in a position to move forward.
What's that about the documents?
So it's the subject access request that we sent off for you.
To
get the information about your time. So that's all come back to us now. We're able to review that, and we're able to progress to the next stage of the application.
Right.
Next stage of the application is your witness statement. As I explained yesterday, this is a statement that is prepared with us over the telephone, and it is basically your final say to Scottish Redress about your time in care, how it's impacted you, and what actually went on. So I've got a few bits and bobs here for me to go off. Just before we get into the statement, I need to make you aware that you are in control of the statement. So when we are going through this at any point, if you need to have a break, if there's anything you don't want to answer, simply just tell me you don't want to answer it. If you need to get a drink or the toilet, whatever you need at all, then you just let me know, okay?
Right.
Okay, brilliant. So the way the statement's going to work, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Some of them is about yourself, some of them is about consent, and then a lot of it is to do with your time in care and how it's impacted you. I'll try and get through it as fast as I can for you. It is quite lengthy, but we'll try and power through as much as we can, okay?
Yeah.
So I've got your full name as Mr. David Adams. Date of birth is the 7th of May 1957. Your current address is 6 Salmon Court School. Is it Bray Bonus?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it? Bray Bonus? Bray Bonus?
No, Bray.
Okay, Brill. Echo Hotel 5-1. Nine Hotel Foxtrot.
Right.
The interview is being taken by myself, Jay Taylor. Date of the interview is the 2nd of July 2026. And it's around 18 minutes past four. It's taken over the telephone, and your legal representative is MMA Legal Limited.
Right.
Okay. Do you need any support or adjustments before we get into the statement?
No.
Okay. And are you happy to continue today?
Yeah.
Okay. Brill. Okay. Are there any words or topics that you would like me not to to discuss or avoid?
No.
Okay. And do you understand the purpose of the statement is to support your Scottish redress application?
Yeah.
I do you understand that, that the purpose of the statement is to support your Scottish redress application?
Yes.
Okay. And you're happy for it to be part of?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been told that, have you ever been convicted of any criminal convictions?
Yes.
You have. Okay. What are those convictions, please?
Theft.
Okay. Is that it? Theft?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, not a problem.
That's it.
So, a couple of the questions, the eligibility questions, we've already made aware, just need to clarify them on this call. So, you were under the age of 18 when you were in care?
Yes.
Yeah, you were in care in Scotland, and it was prior to 2004.
Yes,
okay.
I know.
Okay, brilliant. That's fine. Okay, brilliant. So I'm just going to go into a bit of personal background about yourself and your life prior to care. And so where was it that you grew up, David?
Manor Farm in Stirling.
Manor Farm, no, was that?
The Manor Farm, it's a farm.
Yeah, Manor Farm in Stirling.
Right, Stirling, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Can you just tell me a little bit about your family and home life before going into care? What was it like?
I don't know, we all split up when I was about 3, 4.
Okay. Apart from that, did you have any siblings at all? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Two sisters and 5 brothers.
5 brothers. Wow.
Yeah, two of my brothers are dead, and one of my sisters is dead.
All right, okay. It was quite a big family then, obviously, growing yeah. up. There's a lot of yous. Okay, brilliant.
So, Diane, me, Myra, Jim, Toby, Robbie, Tish, Raymond, Anne and Margaret. With 9.
9, wow, that's a lot. It's insane. Okay, and what was your relationship like with your parents, from what you can remember?
Well, didn't get an idea. I don't know my mum, not me.
Okay. No worries, that's fine. So did you not really have any sort of relationship? Did you have any carers or the people who cared for you, or did you go straight into care at the age of 3?
Yes, Woodens Hall.
Okay.
And Falkirk, Woodens Hall is called home. Woodens Hall and Falkirk.
Yes, I've got that here. I've got all of that here.
Yeah.
That was in 16th September 1960. So you were 3, May, June, July, August, September, 3. Yeah, 3 years, 4 months.
We were in there for a wee while.
Yeah.
And we went to Kippen House in Dunnan, in Perthshire.
Yeah, I've got that as well. Okay, so just coming back onto the personal background before you went into care, was you, from what you can remember, obviously you were only 3 and a half, but was you in good health? Was you nice and healthy?
I was, right.
You was, sorry?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I tend to shoot my hernia when I was about 13 or 14. And Perth Hospital, but it's not good now. Bridget Earn Hospital was.
Oh.
Bridget Earn, but it's knocked down now.
Okay. Real. That's fantastic. Okay. Okay, so one of the questions are, before entering care, what was your education and school life like? But obviously you were only a minor, so you wouldn't have been in school at that age.
No, I can't read and I can't write.
Okay, no worries.
I know enough to get by.
Yeah, no, that's fine, no worries. Were there any disabilities or health conditions that you were aware of when you were a child?
No, just one home and another home. Then once we left Wooden Hall, me and my sister, my brother, and my other sister went to Kitten House in Dunning.
Okay.
About 5 or 6 or 7.
Okay, no worries.
And my brother and my sister stayed here till they were 15. And I was in there a couple of years, but they turned me and Diane to Glebe School in Perth.
Okay. Okay. So I'm just going to move on to your entry into care now, David. Do you know why you came to be placed in care at all?
Eh?
Do you know why you came to be placed in care at all? So do you know why you went into care?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and what was the reason, please?
Because my mum fucked off and left us all.
Okay.
And my dad tried to bring us up on his own, but somebody stuck him into a social worker.
Okay.
He tried to keep 2 jobs on, run a farm and look after the lawyers.
Okay. And obviously it was the social workers who made the decision to remove you because your dad was trying to care.
Yes. Well, I've seen my dad through the years. My dad used to get us holidays and stuff like that.
Okay. Were you ever told that you were being taken into care?
No, we didn't know to go to. It's like a big, big, massive house.
Okay.
We were the only ones in there, but maybe say 30, 40 folk in there, you know what I mean? Or
yeah. You know,
the same age and maybe even older.
Okay, and it was Perth and Kinross Council who placed you into care?
Yes. Should be on record,
this. It is. Like I say, David, I have got the information here, but just for compliance purposes, they need this call. It needs to be recorded. And
right.
it's just a legal requirement. That's all. I know it's time-consuming and a bit of a nuisance, but here we are. Obviously, you did say before that you had siblings. I've got Myra, Jim, Toby, Robbie, Titch, Raymond, and Margaret.
Margaret and Anne, they died with scarlet fever or something.
Okay. Not a problem. And was you split from them?
Yeah, me and Diane, Jim and Myra went to, me and Diane went to Wooden Hall. Jim and Maya went to Kitten House. My granny came, my other brother, Robert. And Toby ended up in Boston. My brother, Georgie, was in Boston. And Titch fucked off, so I don't know where he fucked off to. He got married and settled in with somebody. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
That's all I can mind of.
Okay. So you and I went to, did you say Wooden Hall?
Yes, Wooden Hall.
Yeah, okay.
And Falkirk, Pullman, Falkirk.
Okay. Jim and Margaret went to a house. And your grand.
No, Margaret and Anne had already died between this time.
All right, okay.
You know what I mean? They died quite young.
Okay. Jim went to a house. Okay.
They were probably about 10, 12, all that age.
Okay.
No, only seen them all. I only seen them a couple of times, and that was the last I've seen them.
Okay.
I've never seen anybody after that at all.
Wow, okay.
We left the home. I mean, I left the home at 14. I ran away.
Okay. And can you remember how you felt at the time? I know you were only 3 and a half, so I'm not expecting you to remember a lot. But I could imagine that you would have felt scared, a bit anxious. So
you're lucky you got fed some days, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You eat sandwiches in the morning, you eat sandwiches at night, you maybe got a dinner once in a blue moon.
Sorry, so I mean at the time that you actually got took into care, can you remember how you felt then?
Yes. Different world.
Okay.
You just have to get along with it because there's nothing else you can do, you know what I mean? I tried to adopt me and my sister out a few times, but it wasn't working.
Yeah. Okay. Real.
We went to one place in Perth, then me and my sister.
It's a Greenox cottage.
Eh?
Greenox cottages.
Cottages.
Yeah, Bridge of Allen, Greenox cottage.
Oh my God, I don't know that one. It was Humber Village you sent us to.
Okay.
I've only been kept in the house a few years. And then me and Dan go, we set the prize growing fire, we meant to go on the show that year.
Okay.
You know what I mean? She was smoking in the barn, set the barn on fire. Well, by mistake, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And the prize broke, we meant to go to the first show, go burn.
Okay. So Perth, and how long can you remember being in care for?
15 years.
Right, okay.
15 years I've been in care since we came from the farm. You should go to Tullabuddy School. You find that out, surely. I mean, that should be all documented.
So Falkirk Council, sorry, Perth and Kinross Council, state that you were in care for just over 1 month.
And 1 month?
Yeah, they said that you went into care on the 16th of September 1960 and that you would return to parents on the 18th of October 1960.
I can't remember that. I don't know if that's been back to tell a buddy.
David, I don't know, it's actually very good.
Came back out of there and put into the Glebe School. I was in there for until I was 15.
Sorry, did you say Kippen House, care home?
Kippen House, then we were sent to Humber Village in Edinburgh. Humber Village, it was called.
In Edinburgh?
Edinburgh, yes. It was a kind of care home. It was all kind of wee separate houses. I could take you to it, and I know that was good. We were in there for a while. So we ran away.
Okay.
To Stirling. That should be on record, that.
Yeah, so they've not made us aware that you were under a different council as well.
Perth Academy, Perth Council. The Stockard Council, Southern Council, and Perth Council.
Sorry, just repeat those again for me.
There would be Stirling Council Welfare Department, and there would have been Falkirk.
Yeah.
And there would have been Stirling. I mean, Embra.
Okay.
The four different councils and four different homes, four different people.
Yeah. Okay, no worries.
That's like 15 years. Don't know what happened. 15 years. It just all went tits up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been in a home since I know. I kind of might go back to my mum and dad because it's split up again. You know what I mean? And put back into another home. But the Glebe School. I was in there for about at least 10 years anyway.
Okay. Will. So what I'm going to do, David, I'm just going to pause the call there. And the reason being is because Perth and Kinross Council haven't made us aware of the other care settings. So they should have made us aware of their knowledge.
No, we were a bit. I mean, I was in care.
Yeah, for the whole time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to Edinburgh Council as well, because you were there for the longest. So I'm going to get the information that they hold on you, because that's obviously going to...
No, I was Humby Village. I was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We ran away from there.
Yeah. No, I 100% believe you. I do believe that it's a council...
I need fucking back anyway, so we're just running away again the next day. Because you were locked in there.
Yeah, so you couldn't, yeah.
We're locked in.
No, I believe you. That it's just that we've not reached out to that council to obtain anything yet. So I'm going to do that now for you, and then I'll give you a call back in a couple of weeks.
I know. Where have I been? I've been in care all my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually looked after myself at 12, 14 years old. I was in Glebe School.
Yeah. No, they like I say, it's probably the council. Haven't checked properly. So I'll go to other councils direct.
There's a social work department.
Yeah.
Run by Mr. Emshaw.
Mr. Emshaw.
He's probably dead now.
But it's still a name, isn't it? So it's
he obtained us from back in Stirling, run back to my dad's farm in Stirling, and they come and picked us up from there and take us to Glebe School Scone in Perth.
Yeah.
I was there. I know I was there.
Yeah. No, I fully believe you. So what I'm going to do, like I say, is I'm going to go away and get your records for you from these councils as well, so that we can add them into the statement and that we can maximise the... Perth and Council are saying that you weren't under their council. Doesn't mean that
I was.
Edinburgh... No, not they're not for the whole duration. So they're saying you were only there for a certain time. Obviously, other councils will have information from when you were under their authority. So I'll go back to them.
The social work department. I'm trying to report to see them new records and all that. I mean, it's good to bump this stuff.
Yeah, I'll obtain those as soon as, and then I'll give you a call back and get you rebooked in to continue the rest of the statements. Is that okay?
I know everybody, Mr. Taylor, Mr. Cameron. How do I know all them people's names? You know what I mean? Mr. Cameron,
yeah.
Mr. Taylor, Mrs. Dial, Helen Dial, another couple of carers, I mean, Blue Nesterers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
I was definitely there.
Yeah, no, I agree that you were. What I'm going to do is, like I say, I'll get those documents and I'll get back to you as soon as we finish the rest of the statement off, okay?
That's my dad, but he's not here anymore, my mother, you know what I mean?
I know. it is a nuisance, but I will make this a priority and get a push through as soon as I'll try and get this done within the next couple of weeks. So are you okay?
We can't see it, isn't it? Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I know.
How to look after myself.
Yeah, exactly.
We only got done in because the folk were fucking stupid.
Yeah.
We did nothing against trying to get everything they said today, and we went against everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the mayor rebelled against it. I don't think he had authority at the courts or anything. I don't acknowledge any of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been to court a couple of times and I've just not acknowledged it. Told them that. So I don't acknowledge you being here or me getting done or anything. I said, I don't acknowledge all this.
Yeah. No,
I
understand what you're saying. I do. I will, like I say, I'll give you a call back as soon as David.
Okay.
I need to go away and get the information so that we can continue with the witness statement, okay?
I was in Green School for about at least 10 years anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
I left there. I ran away from there. Then a witness and my brother were taking me back.
Yeah.
I signed the papers saying he'd keep me. So it wasn't waiting for my brother, I'd still be in fucking care.
Okay.
I was fucking there.
Yeah, no, I believe you. Like I say, I'm gonna get the evidence for you and then come back to you as soon as okay.
Okay.
All right. I will I'll drop you an email, David, just wrapping up what we spoke about today, and I'll speak to you soon. All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cheers, thanks for your time. Speak soon. Right. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye.